On Monday night, President Bush hopes to address the growing concerns about the war with a primetime speech at the Army War College in Pennsylvania. It will be the first of a series of major speeches by Mr. Bush on Iraq. Monday, he'll talk about the plan to turn over some form of sovereignty to Iraqis next month. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne has been talking to Washington insiders to find out what the president needs to say to shore up support for his conduct of the war.
The president's speech Monday comes at what administration officials call a critical time in Iraq. With just over a month to go before the transfer of power to Iraqis, there are still daily reports of attacks on American troops. And public support is waning following the Abu Ghraib prison scandal and the videotape murder of an American businessman. It is a very different picture from the one the president envisioned more than a year ago, just before the war began.
A liberated Iraq can show the power of freedom to transform that vital region by bringing hope and progress into the lives of millions. America's interests in security and America's belief in liberty both lead in the same direction, to a free and peaceful Iraq.
Fast forward to the present. In speeches these days, Mr. Bush does talk about the problems the U.S. continues to face in Iraq. But at its core, his message remains one of optimism. Polls show the public increasingly disagrees. Michael O'Hanlon, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution in Washington, says the president would do well to offer the American public something more concrete in Monday's speech.
First of all, I think it's right that the president give these speeches because his recent utterances on Iraq have not been fully convincing or sufficient. He's painted a picture of Iraq that, frankly, is unrealistically sunny and optimistic, and talked about the basic principles that got us in without explaining how we're going to get out. And I think he needs to begin to answer that second question.
O'Hanlon, who describes himself as having been optimistic about Iraq until just a few months ago, says he doesn't expect the president to offer an exit strategy. But short of that, he says Mr. Bush could do something that might help ease discontent among Iraqis about the U.S. presence in their country. O'Hanlon says the president should make sure that the interim Iraqi government, when it is set up, has some real authority.
For example, make sure they have some budget resources that they themselves decide how to spend that are not already pre-allocated. We will decide that any major new military operation that we plan in advance, like the takedown of Fallujah in April, will be undertaken only after intensive consultation and hopefully full approval by the new Iraqi government.
A very different view of what the president needs to do Monday comes from James Carafano, who spent 25 years in the military and is now a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation. He says the president should continue to focus on the positive.
I think part of the problem with the way everybody has looked at this is everybody has kind of judged progress in the war and what they saw on the TV or heard on the radio when they got up in the morning.
Carafano says attacks by insurgents are to be expected. In a war, he says, the enemy responds. And you can't always predict what they will do, but you can react. That, he says, is what the U.S. continues to do in Iraq with more success than is portrayed in the media. He acknowledges that there has been legitimately bad news out of Iraq lately.
April was a horrifyingly bad month for the military. There was a lot of violence. The scandal at Abu Ghraib in the prison was enormously detrimental. You know, these are moments when presidents have to stand up and really keep people on course. And I think he's going to have to beat this drum over and over and over again.
Ultimately, Carafano says the president should put the focus back on the big picture and state clearly that the goals in Iraq are realistic and achievable. In effect, Mr. Bush needs to resell the war, but to a newly skeptical public. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.